Welcome to the Halcyon House Washington page. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm speaking with Tara Pickens from the Kirkwood Washington Regional Center about students getting ready for the next school year.
Right now, students are considering and kind of making plans for the upcoming 2019-2020 academic year. So right now, students should be working with their school counselors to kind of have those entry-level conversations about, is this going to be a good fit? Is it going to fit into my high school schedule? And then sooner than later, be reaching out to Kirkwood to start the pre-registration process here on our end. We do ask that students, they will complete a pre-registration form, which does not lock them into any college credit in high school programming by any means, but it lets us know that the student has an interest in possibly attending a Kirkwood Academy, and then we're able to follow up with them with some next steps.
And which students should be considering these classes?
The experience is definitely targeted towards juniors and seniors. By far, the majority of our student enrollment base is at upperclassmen level. We do have a few freshmen and sophomores that choose to attend classes out here as well. And the opportunity is open to our younger high school students as well if it's something that will fit in their schedule and they feel like they're ready for the challenge.
So now is a good time for them to be exploring and trying to decide then what is best for their individual education.
And we try to provide a lot of different opportunities for all of the high school students to really explore all the different offerings, make sure they have all the information they need to make that decision if this is something they will do while they're in high school or not. For instance, we have an Academy Showcase event that we are inviting all of our high school partners to, held on February 14th, in which students are able to come here and they're rotating through different Academy sessions to learn more from the instructors, industry experts, hands-on demonstrations for them to see the lab and the classrooms firsthand to get a better idea of what the experience might look like for them.
Can you share what different academies are available?
Yeah, we have multiple offerings for our students. We would have our advanced manufacturing with robotics and welding. We also have our ACE Academy, which stands for Architecture, Construction, and Engineering. Our Automotive Technology Academy, as well as the Automotive Collision Repair and Restoration. We have a Business Administration Academy, EMT, Emergency Medical Technician, our Project Lead the Way Engineering Academy, our Hospitality Management, our Patient Care Health Sciences Academy. We have a Network and Cybersecurity Academy, and then also an Arts and Science Academy. So that's going to be an experience for students that are wanting to take some transfer-level gen ed courses, likely thinking maybe a bachelor's degree down the road.
And what cost is there for these students?
It's a wonderful opportunity for these students. These classes are offered at no cost to them. I was actually just looking at some reports, and I was looking at our 2017-18 academic year, so the most recent academic year. Looking at our Washington County numbers, we had 689 students total in the county take college credit classes in high school at no cost, and that translated to just over $950,000 in tuition savings. So, of course, not all 689 were here in our building at the regional center. You know, some were taking classes back at their high school, online, and so forth. But that number is just shocking and exciting. It's great to see so many students challenging themselves and taking advantage of this opportunity while they're in a high school.
And it's a nice opportunity for students to try something before they're 100% sure if that's what they want to study outside of the school district.
Absolutely. I mean, that is one of the number one reasons why students are here. It's career exploration. They're able to try a lot of different coursework academies that isn't already offered at their high school to determine if this is going to be something they can see themselves doing long term, if they want to pursue in college. And it's a win either way. If a student's coming here and they enroll in our welding academy, for instance, and they decide that's what they want to do after high school, we classify that as a win. However, a student might come here and enroll in academy experience that they determine isn't the best fit for them. Well, that's still a win because the student is figuring that out while they're in high school before they're incurring college debt.
And again, what steps should people be taking, students and their parents, at this time?
First step is just, you know, if you're considering this as an experience, filling out that pre-registration form. Students can jump on our website, kirkwood.edu/Washington Academies, to fill out the online form. Then that's going to generate some communication pieces from us. We will then invite students and parents to mandatory orientation events in which they will be able to meet with the Academy instructors. They're going to learn more about student expectations, learn about the classes, what kind of, you know, time commitment it's going to be, and so forth. After that orientation event, that's when students kind of have to make that decision, you know, is this going to be for me or not? Orientations are held in May, and then we have a deadline of June 1st as a final decision. So even if a student's filling out that pre-registration form now, considering the experience for next year, they have until June 1st to make their final decision on if they will be attending or not.
That's been today's Halcyon House Washington page with Director of the Kirkwood Washington Regional Center, Tara Pickens. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.